Good morning. It is September 8th, 2015. The time is 9 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside on this Tuesday morning, day after a holiday. Labor Day was yesterday. I was off yesterday. Despite it being a holiday, it was my regular day off, just like today. And it is hot out. Right now it's about 68 degrees, which equates to about, 68 degrees Fahrenheit, 20 degrees Celsius, and it will rise. Yesterday was a little bit of a scorcher with the humidity. Was indoors all day, and I was on the blab. The picture there, the audio pic, audio art, is a picture of me at the computer desk sometime yesterday on several blabs. I was on one last night, the Joel Comm show that he calls Blab Talk Live. He had special guest Jay McMichael, a CNN photojournalist, on it. So, and I had a chance to speak with the gentleman, just to pop into the Four Squares. If you have an idea what Blab is all about, you know what I'm talking about. But for those that don't, Blab is the newest platform for streaming video. It's been around for about 100 plus days now, at least 4 months, and I've just been on it for about just shy of a month. And it lets you build a personal presence, and there is a community, and what a community that is. But blab.im is currently available on the desktop, which I utilize. I also have it on my iPad mini with the app. Little improvement there. Android, I have to use the Chrome browser to get on there. And to show you how good this program is, I had a little issue as far as when you try to create a new Blab session, and this was on my Android smartphone, the LG Ultimate 2, that you plug in your title and you get your tags, and then you put if you want to schedule it or start it now, and when you hit now, you're supposed to get a little Blab start button. Well, that was just underneath the latest update there of what they had. It was sort of shadowing or over the button there, the on-air schedule and replay tabs to get to those on the web page. So I ended up sending a tweet last night with a picture attached to the Blab team, and that picture, what did I say? I go on Android phone using Chrome browser, can't scroll any further to press the start button, and sent it to the Blab team with a sad face. And then a Blab team member sent back and said right away, this was like probably about 10, 12 minutes later, he goes, "Hey Rich, sorry about that. I must have overlooked that screen when making changes recently. I'll fix it and let you know." And then the conversation started, because it was about 30 minutes after that, the same individual from the Blab team goes, "Hey there, Rich, could you refresh the site? Should work as expected now. Once again, sorry about that." And then it was about a minute or two after that, I tried it, and I go, "Wow, very cool, sir. Thank you. And the best to the Blab team." So they are very in touch, this Blab team, on this platform, as far as it's still beta, still a lot to go. But it's a fun program, and it's something to the fact that it's Google Hangouts, Periscope, Skype, Ustream, all wrapped up into one, and it's integrated to where with Twitter there on when you're in a Blab session off to the left, and then there's a chat off to the right, and the chat session can get pretty interesting with the four individuals. And then if there's an open seat, the host will call you in, just like Joel said, there's an open seat, does somebody want to take it? And that was the invitation, and I greatly appreciate that. But Blab is something that if you're not on it, you need to check it out and be aware of it. And but you can get started on Blab just by using your Twitter handle to sign in. There's nothing, you can reach, like I said, the Blab team via Twitter, and that was proven to me last night. That makes it that much better. But there are some rules. You respect each other. You honor the viewer's time. You let others talk. You don't be an awful person to be around. And you argue points and not the person. And the host sets the rules to the party because it is his thing. So it's stepping up the game that from Periscope. Periscope's still good program. Still good app. I like it. I just haven't used it. Been on it a few times. I'm sort of focusing in on this program called Blab, as I explained that on this program formerly known as Audio Boo. But it is a great program that I would have loved to have been on the beginnings of this right from the get-go, but fairly close to the beginnings, and it's a very exciting platform. And you don't even have to start a Blab. You can just look, go over there and sign in and watch, because there's some good content over there. Of course, you have the knuckleheads. I'm probably one of them with the content that's not really worth watching except for a good laugh. But I'm doing some things over there. I did say in my last audio, I believe, that my very a good friend of ours, Mr. Paul Amani's first Blab session as far as going live was with me, and I'm really still honored about that I was able to show him, and he was even asking the questions. And in that, there's a replay. It's over there on blab.im/ Fireman Rich, that he doesn't know what it's all about. But wasn't that the same questions we were asking about Periscope? Wasn't that the same questions we were asking way back when this program, formerly known as Audio Boo, was first started? What's it good for? But here I am explaining about things. It's all part of the communications process. And like I said in my last audio, it drove me to buy a better mic, so I present myself a little bit clearer on this thing called the internet. And I'm having fun with it. So I would just check it out. You may like it. You may not like it. It may not be your cup of tea. Of course, the same, I don't want to say negative, but the same reasons that were used on previous platforms why you shouldn't use it will probably come up. But that's just like any program. But I tell you, this Blab team is about 12 people that are based out of San Francisco. They are rock solid. And I'm glad I'm being a part of this. It's still beta. There's still some burps and stuff like that. Sound, you know, people have to equalize their sounds when they're in one of the four squares there. And the four squares on Blab is the new Foursquare. Remember that app? Did you use that app called Foursquare? I never used it, but I know there was a lot of people that did. But the new Foursquare is over there on Blab. And once you check it out and you see a Blab session, you'll see what I'm talking about. It can be 1 to 2 to 4 squares of people in there and stuff. But it's a really neat program. So I'm on the Blab, and I'm having fun with it. I really, really having fun. And I get to pop in here on this program formerly known as Audio Boo to tell you all about it. Again, it may not be your cup of tea because it is live streaming, and live streaming is not new. Like I said, I think this should have been what Google Hangouts should have been. So I'm getting a sort of late start here with my first cup of coffee, and then I'm going to try and get Max out before the heat comes in, but I think the heat is already here. So y'all have a good one. Y'all live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. Hopefully see you on the Blab. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. Peace.